call it that way, that it's, you ask them why they use it, I don't know, it's just do.
That's
yeah, that's right, that's the way I was taught. And I always say yes, ma'am.
But it's usually to older people.
Yes, that's right, yes. But, you know, it's a, now, to me, any person I use it to that I know to be older. If a lady walks in the office and even though she's younger than I still say, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any papers? Yes, ma'am. We have a lot of papers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or may I borrow your telephone? Yes, ma'am.
So it's just automatic?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I think it's used almost universally around here in our area.
Well, would a white person ever say, sir or ma'am, to a Negro?
I think so, yes. Mm-hmm. Because in this community, there are a lot of fine Negro people. And I think any person that another person thinks demands respect, it's automatic, whether they're black and white. Of course, now, you do have what these rednecks or these wool hat boys out in rural areas. Of course, they, you wouldn't get it from them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody is very much afraid of a place, you'd say he dreaded it very much, or he what dreaded the place? Say he really dreaded it, or would you ever say he purely dreaded it?
No, you'd say he really dreaded it.
Okay. Suppose you're hanging up a picture on a wall, and tap, 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 and your hand slips and you hit your thumb with the hammer. What would you say?
Well, I'm the sort of man that doesn't bother me. I'd go on about my business and admit that I was a poor hammer, a poor carpenter.
Well, I'm the sort of man
that I guess you say, oh, damn it.
Okay.
I was a poor hammer, a poor carpenter.
Let's see. Well, what might a woman say?
Damn it.
If damn it wasn't part of her.
Oh, dash it.
Uh-huh.
There is a word. Let me see. I don't know. That beats me.
Okay. What's an expression, an interjection with sake or sakes in it?
For sake? Is that what you mean?
Well, an expression that has sake or sakes in it.
Steak?
Sake. S-A-K-E.
Oh, for Lord's sake. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. For Lord's sake, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Or for God's sake. Most of, I think that for the Lord's sake is more used than for God's sake.
Okay. Would you ever use the word shucks or tarnation or botheration?
Oh, yeah, shucks. Oh, tarnation, yeah.
And what would the occasion for that? What would the occasion?
Well,
and how about shoot? Would you ever say
oh, shoot, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, for instance, if you were playing, I think it would come that the young people would use it, the small fry would use it if they were shooting marbles, for instance. And he'd miss and say, oh, shoot, mm-hmm. or heck, oh, heck. I don't think adults would use that as an exclamation.
I don't think.
But he would use, oh, to heck with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not really now I've lost track of what the question is.
Well, I just wanted to know when shucks or shoot or tarnation would be used.
Well, I think those three would be used in a mild instance.
Uh-huh. And they'd be used pretty much interchangeably?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Except the small fry would be inclined to say shoot.
Right. And I think it might tend to polarize within one person. He would use shoot. But his friend or neighbor or somebody standing next to him would make the same mistake and he'd say, oh, the heck.
Uh-huh.
Oh, heck.
Well, what expression would you be inclined to use?
Friend or neighbor or somebody standing next to him.
I know.